imagine this. You walk into your office. You trip over a few boxes on the way to your desk, which is covered in paper. Before you can even sit down, the phone rings. It's a client you saw a few days ago, asking about the notes you were going to send her after your session together. You can't really find your notes, so you have to tell her you'll call her back later. You spend the next 2 hours searching everywhere for the client's file, but it's nowhere to be found. Embarrassed, you call her back and tell her that unfortunately you've misplaced her file. She says that she feels like her relationship with you just isn't working, and so she decides to let you go. Ouch. How about this scenario instead? You walk into your office, and as soon as you open the door, you instantly feel at ease. You love the space and can't wait to work at your clean, uncluttered desk. The phone rings. It's a client thanking you for sending her follow-up notes from your last session together. Before she hangs up, she says she has a colleague whom she's going to refer to you. As you hang up the phone, you're so glad that you took the time to get organized, because that made all of this possible. If you'd like to get similar results in your own office, this system is designed just for you. In this system, we're going to look at different strategies, easy ways, to help you get and stay organized in your office, so you can boost your productivity and get maximum business results. We're going to talk today about some introductory steps in the system and about the first piece of the process, which is planning. But before we get there, it's important to note a few things about why you'd want to get organized. I'll bet that if you're in business, you're trying to look for ways to save time and money. Getting organized can help you do just that. So let's first look at how much being disorganized is costing you. Whether you're super disorganized or even just a little, any time that you waste looking for things that are lost in your computer, on your desk, in your space, or anything that you can do to be more productive is going to save you money. So let's look at a formula that can help you figure out just how much disorganization is costing you. First, think about how many hours per week you spend being disorganized. Maybe it's half an hour looking for papers. Maybe it's a few hours trying to search through your phone records. But on average, how many hours a week do you spend being disorganized? Then write down how much your hourly billing rate is, how much you charge clients per hour. And then let's figure out your total cost of being disorganized per week. So multiply your hourly billing rate times the number of hours per week that you're spending being disorganized. That'll give you how much time per week being disorganized is costing you. Then if you want a really scary number, take that number and multiply it times 52 weeks in a year. That number will give you how much disorganization is costing you over the entire year. Probably a pretty scary number. Even if it's relatively small, wouldn't you rather be generating that income rather than losing it by being disorganized? So that's the type of thing that we're going to help you do in this system. Before you spend time with the how to get organized, let's talk for a couple of minutes why you'd want to get organized in the first place. Obviously, the exercise that we just did, which is covered in your workbook, lets you know that being disorganized costs you money. So when you get organized, you're able to save time and money by either being more productive or being able to find what you need when you need it. So saving time and money is one of the key reasons why people tend to want to get organized. Another reason people get organized is because it saves space. If you're working out of your home or you're in a relatively small office, every inch is at a premium. And you want to make sure that you're using your storage and your space most effectively. When you're organized, you'll be able to know where all of your things are. They'll be put away in a way that makes sense for you to access them, use them, and put them away. And you'll be maximizing your investment in your space. Also, getting organized can make you feel more in control, feel more empowered in your work life. When you know where your things are, when you know how your schedule is going to go for the day, when you're able to easily find a piece of paper when a client calls you, that's really empowering. It makes us feel more professional. And when we feel empowered and we feel more professional, we do our best work. And we're able to serve our clients at our very best. So getting organized can help you be a better professional at whatever line of work you're in. Take a few minutes and think about what some of the reasons why you'd like to get organized are, and note those down in your workbook. One of the things that sometimes comes up when I'm working with new clients is they're concerned that somehow getting organized will remove their creativity. But I'm here to tell you that simply is not the case. Rather, what oftentimes happens is people get organized, and during the process, they let go of the things that had been creating chaos for them, or that had been cluttering up their space, or their mind, or their creativity. And by the time we're done working together, often clients tell me that they're so surprised and amazed that they're more creative than they ever thought possible because they're no longer worried about all of the little details that they previously had to keep track of. Everything is organized in a system, and they can finally focus on what's important to them. So if you're concerned that getting organized is going to put you into a little box or make you feel stifled or uncreative, I'm here to tell you that that just doesn't happen. Rather, expect to be empowered and do your most creative, your very best work by the time you're done getting organized. Now, let's set some realistic expectations about what you can hope to achieve in the world of getting organized. Now, there's lots of magazines and books and TV shows where they show pristine rooms and offices and clear, uncluttered desks where, coincidentally, there's no people in those pictures. There's no work actually being done. That isn't reality. Those are staged pictures. They're not reflective of what people actually do in the real world when it comes to work. In the real world, people often have papers on their desk when they're working. Sometimes they have a few items that they're actually using during the course of a business day. And that's okay. So don't expect to achieve the cover of a book or a magazine by the process of getting organized. That's not what we're going for. Of course, a clear, clean aesthetic is great. Don't get me wrong. But if that's not what's in the cards for you, shoot for something else. Shoot for better than things are today, more productive than things are today, less cluttered than things are today. Any improvements you can make can have a dramatic effect on your productivity. So look for the things that you can do that are realistic for you, because shooting for the cover of a magazine just doesn't work. And it can set yourself up for an unrealistic expectation, and you won't feel good about the progress that you are making. And believe me, any progress is good progress and can help you get towards being better organized. Now that we've talked about some of the basics of why you'd want to get organized in the first place and what you can expect from the organizing process, let's talk about how this system can help you and what's included in it. The different elements of the system include planning. Planning is where we plan out your system for how you're going to get organized, what actions you'll be taking, and what some of your goals are. The next step in the system is pruning, what I like to think of as editing through your belongings or going through a treasure hunt. This is where we weed through what you have so that we make sure we're actually storing and organizing only the things that you actually need, want, or use. Then we'll look at some spatial issues, how to best arrange your workspace, how to create the best desk environment for your productivity, how to put your things in a way that makes sense for your business, and how you're going to use your things. Then we're going to look at one of my favorite topics, paper management. Since most of us have paper, we all need to find ways to deal with it. And we have an entire segment devoted just to dealing with paper, how to manage it, how to process it, and how to get rid of it in some cases. Then we're going to be looking at time. How about ways to manage your schedule? Different strategies for managing your tasks and delegating them to others in some cases. Then we'll look at technology tools. Integrating organizing into technology is really important because virtually all of us either use a computer or a smartphone, and we need to find strategies so that these systems and these tools make sense for us. And then finally, and this is key, maintenance, how to keep up your organizing systems over time so that they continue to work for you and they're able to adapt them and change them so that they'll serve you well into the future. The first part of our system is planning, and that's where we set the foundation for the work that we're going to do together. In your workbook, there's a page that's called Goals. And filling out this page is really important because this is where we touch on all of those things that motivate you to get organized in specific detail. First, it's important to note, what does being organized mean to you? For some people, it means an aesthetic. Things will have less clutter. My space will be clean and clear. My desk won't have any papers on it. For others, it just means that they'll be able to work more effectively, or more quickly, or more efficiently. So for each person, being organized means something slightly different. What does being organized mean to you? Take a few minutes and write that down in your notebook. Think about, what does organizing look like? When we're done organizing your space, how will it look differently? Will there be less paper? Will there be fewer things around? Will there be more storage? How will it function differently? Will you have different places to put things? Will things have homes when they may not right now? How about, how does the space feel? Would it feel different when you walk in the door? Would you feel differently when you're sitting down at your desk? That's a really important consideration, because that will give you some clues as to whether the process is working. This is really important as well. How will you know when you're done with the initial process of getting organized? Is there a specific goal or target that you have in mind? Maybe it's one of your bookshelves will be clear of clutter. Maybe it's that there won't be any papers on your desk other than the ones that you're currently working on. What will it be for you? What will signal the end of the organizing process for you? Now, of course, organizing is ongoing. You'll always need to maintain systems that get put into place, but the work involved in that is relatively minimal. What we're talking about here is, when you're done with this initial push, this project of getting organized, what will be different for you? Note all of these things down in your workbook. Also in your workbook, there's a page called Challenges. And this is important as well, because everyone has challenges when it comes to getting organized. Maybe it's a lack of time. Maybe you don't have a whole ton of time to sit and get organized. Or maybe you have an unsupportive or just plain unhelpful business partner or spouse, if you're working in a home office, who doesn't understand the value of getting organized and what it can do for you. Maybe you just don't have any skills around organizing yet, and you're looking forward to learning those, but right now they're not yet in place. Whatever your challenges are, note those down in your workbook. And then, next to them, note down what support you're going to get for overcoming those challenges. Because even though this system has some great strategies and ideas for getting organized, unless you come up with some ideas or support or structures for getting support for those obstacles so that you can overcome them, you'll have limited success with getting organized. So for instance, if one of your challenges is a lack of time, look in your calendar for when you might be able to carve out an extra 5 or 10 minutes, maybe not a whole day, maybe just a few minutes, for getting organized, because that's something that you can build on. Whatever your challenge areas are, look for strategies that can help support you in the process, so that you can get organized and function at your very best. Once you've determined what some of your organizing goals are, and what some of the challenges that you'll need to overcome are, then you're ready to actually start the process of planning out how you're going to get organized. The first thing that needs to happen is you need to do what's called a needs assessment of your systems and your space. This helps determine what needs to happen in order for you to get more organized, what specifically changes you need to make in order to get from where you are now to how organized you'd like to be. To do this, we use a tool called the Assessment Challenges and Solutions form. This is in your workbook. On this form, you'll see that it gives a name for the space that you're going to be working on. Let's say it's your desk or maybe your home office. And there's two columns, one for challenges or problems and one for solutions. Using this form, take a tour of the space that you'd like to get more organized. Write down each of the specific challenges that you notice in the space. Try to look at this with a fresh pair of eyes, as if you were someone walking into your space for the very first time. What do you see that could be changed or could be made better? What do you think about the different systems, the different tools, the different pieces of furniture that are there? Do you think that they're working? Do you think that they're not? Note down the things that you notice that could be made better. Note them down on the challenges side of the piece of paper. Then on the solutions side, write down a few ideas for what you think might work better, or changes that could be made to help the systems improve or the space work or get more organized in a more effective fashion. So, for instance, let's say that we open the door to your office, and the first thing you notice is that there's papers on the floor. Obviously, that's a challenge. For many people, that would be a problem. One of the solutions might be look for new homes for the paper, or weed through the papers to reduce what's there. Another solution might be find a different storage solution for the papers so that they have a space on the desk. So for each of the challenges that you notice, brainstorm different ways that you might be able to overcome those particular challenges or problems, and write those brainstorms down in the solutions side of the page. Now, of course, you haven't gone through the whole system yet, so you may not know what some of the potential solutions might be. But at least at this point, you can write down what some of the challenge areas are, so that as you're listening to the rest of the program, you can start to identify, wow, that's a strategy that might help for that particular issue, or there's an idea that might fit for that problem that I've been having. At least if you've identified the challenges and the problems, it gives you a head start for the type of work that you'll be doing when you do the rest of the organizing project. So you may want to fill out one of these assessment forms for each of the individual spaces in your office. Let's say you might want to fill one out for your desktop. You might want to fill one out for the information that's living on your computer. You might want to fill another one out for your storage closet, or your bookshelf, or the space as a whole. Fill out enough of these forms so that you've addressed all of the spaces in your office that are currently causing you a problem. And the problems can be large, like my entire office is disorganized, or they could be small. I don't have a space to put my paper that needs to be shredded. Each of those, regardless of their size, still needs to be addressed. So don't feel like a problem is too big or too small for you to fill it out onto this form. If a problem is really large, think about the different ways that you might be able to break it down into its components. So, for instance, it's easy to say, oh, my whole office is disorganized, I don't even know where to begin. If you're really not sure where to begin, just choose a spot. If you notice that the whole office is disorganized, maybe you walk in your office and just rotate clockwise through the space, identifying each of the different components of what's there. So, in a disorganized office, there might be a cluttered bookcase. There might be overflowing file cabinets. There might be a desk that's covered with paper or with cables or computer stuff. Each of those can be addressed individually. One of the challenges that happens when people try to get organized on their own is they often don't break things down into their components. They'll say, oh, I'm going to organize my whole office this weekend, without recognizing that within an office there's many different subsets of challenges or problems or things to overcome, that if they're broken down into those components can be tackled much more effectively. So, as you're going around your space, look for those different smaller chunks that you can put on the list rather than the whole office or the whole space, because that's not an effective way to get organized. So break things down into their components, you'll be much more effective when it's time to actually tackle organizing them. Once you've done the assessment of what is not working, and you've come up with some potential ideas for solutions, then it's time to create your action plan for how you're going to actually attack the organizing projects that you outlined in the assessment form. In your workbook, there's two pages. One is a master action plan, which lists the projects or the spaces that you're going to organize. And the next page is a details sheet, where it lists the individual steps within a larger project. How these work is this. When you're going to get organized, you can't do everything at once. And if you've ever tried to do everything at once, you know it just is not successful. It's just too hard. And it's actually more effective to go down a list and tick things off one by one and make real progress. So the first page is a list of all of the projects that you're going to be doing as you're getting organized. And the way that this is listed is in priority order. So you might choose, as you're doing your assessment of your space, you know, I just can't work at my desk anymore. This desk is driving me crazy. If that's the case for you, make that number one on your priority list, and you can work on that first. You'll probably notice other things during your assessment that may be annoying, but they're not driving you crazy. If they're not driving you crazy, put them a little bit further down on the list of projects as well. Another thing to look for as you're prioritizing, are there things that you can do right away that will help you generate additional revenue or help you keep from spending money? Those are things I would likely put pretty high at your priority list, because those are real financial consequences that can happen right away. So whether it's saving money or making more money, those are things that are good for your business, and it would be good to work on those sooner rather than later. So the first page that lists 1 through 10 is essentially just a list of the different projects that you're going to be attacking and the order in which you're going to attack them. The next page, which is the details page, lists the individual steps within the different projects that you're going to be doing. So how this is broken down is into things to edit, things to sort, things to purchase or buy, things to move to another space, and things that you need to do. Let's go through these one by one. First, things to edit. This is where you're weeding through your belongings, and we'll touch on this more in the next section of the system, which is called pruning. We'll talk about how to do this. But in this action plan, you're simply identifying the items that need to be weeded through or that need to be thinned out. So for instance, in your office, you might be looking to weed through your storage a bit so that you can create room for more things. Or you might want to weed through your file drawers so that you can keep only the papers that you actually need. So whatever it is in your space that you need to weed through or you need to prune, put it into the edit section here. After you've edited, it's a lot easier to sort your belongings into categories because you're only left with what you want or what you need. So for anything that you're going to need to put into groups, list that down here in the sort section. And we'll talk about this more later, but there's such a variety of ways that you can sort your things by topic, by category, by color, by size, by type of item. Whatever those things are in your space that you're going to need to sort, list them down next to the checkboxes here. In many cases, you'll need to buy some sort of supply to help you get or stay organized, whether that's a new type of file cabinet, maybe it's a different storage system for keeping your pens or your pencils on your desk, maybe it's a completely new desk or new shelving unit. Whatever you've identified that's missing during your needs assessment, list it here as something to purchase or to buy, or maybe even just to research. This will help consolidate all that information into one spot so that you'll know that this is where you need to look when it's time to think about making a purchase. As you're doing your needs assessment, you might have noticed some things that simply don't belong in your space anymore. Those would need to get moved someplace else, whether it's to storage, or maybe it's taken to a donation spot, or maybe it's moved back to your home or to your car or into your briefcase. For all of those things that you've noticed that need to go someplace else, list those under the To Move section next to the checkboxes. And then finally, there might be some bigger things that you need to do or create as part of the organizing project in a given space. List those under To Do. So for instance, if we're working at your desk and you've noticed that your paper is not under your control anymore, you might want to create a paper management system, which we'll go into later on in this system. But that would be a to-do, because that's a larger sub-project of this overall organizing your desk project. Anything like that, that is a bigger piece, list that under to-do. Finally, you'll note at the end of both the first page of the action plan and the details page, there's space for notes. So anything else that doesn't quite fit into any of these other categories that you want to take note of, list it here. And this is where you can keep track of anything that falls outside the realm of what is already delineated. Now that you've identified your goals, figured out some strategies for overcoming your challenge areas, you've assessed your space, what isn't working and what to do about it, and you've created a preliminary action plan, you're actually ready to start getting organized. Wasn't that easy? So your next steps are to flesh out your needs assessment and your action plan and get them filled in as much as you can before moving on to the next step, which is pruning. The more time you spend on planning how you're going to attack your organizing projects, the more successful you'll be. So spend some time on this section. Make copies of the pages in your workbook if you need to. But make sure you fill things out completely. It'll give you a great foundation to start from as you're getting organized. We'll see you in the next step, which is pruning.